This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, you can feel it in the air. You can sense it. Football is back, baby.
Oh, dude.
Our 13 days, 13 teams get started tonight with the University Bulldogs. 13 days, 13 teams presented by Pro Design Countertop Specialists, university-specific sponsors Arnie Butler and Associates. And joining us now, the head coach of those University Bulldogs, head coach Casey Doss. Coach, you got your voice still.
I do. I feel pretty good.
I love it, my man. That's why we had to schedule you first so that you had your voice when we came out and interviewed you tonight.
Yeah, no, I've been feeling pretty strong. So, good first 2 days, and I got my voice still. So it's win-win.
I'm sure the team has to hate it when you can't holler anymore.
That's right. Yeah, no, my kinder, gentler approach. Let my assistants do all the talking.
I love it. Well, Coach, you're coming off a hell of a season last year.
Thank you.
Making the semi. How do you feel rolling into this? What do you have coming back? And where's your excitement level at this time? Because I imagine it's got to be through the roof waiting to get on that field.
Yeah, we're super excited. We did graduate a lot of good players. And as always, you know, you graduate guys, but that was a special senior class that we had last year. But I think the guys that we have coming back are they're really itching to go, and we've had a good first 2 days of camp. Looks like our quarterback situation's kind of playing itself out a little bit. We're excited about a couple guys that we have there. We love our skill kids that we have back, and we have new guys coming in, so we're feeling good there. And then our line is really we graduated a couple, three or four really good guys, but we still have some guys coming back too. So it's like, you know, every year you go, okay, who do we have to replace, and who's going to be that next kid to step in and become a really good football player. So, and we talk about process a lot in our program, and our kids really have bought into the process of, all right, you may not start as a sophomore, maybe even as a junior, but if you stay with the process, you're going to have an opportunity to play on Friday night under the lights, you know?
Yeah, well, and Coach, you know this, being in and around Northern Colorado football for as long as you have been, the best teams, they don't replace or they don't rebuild, they just reload, and that's what you're looking to do this year.
We are. You know, we feel like, you know, Logan Getting is a great example. He was been a wideout for the last 2 years for us, played some quarterback as a freshman, and I think you guys know from his arm as a baseball player. We put him back at quarterback this year all summer long and let him have a lot of reps there. And then Colt Croson is another guy that came over, and we think he's a super talented kid, and he's going to play some quarterback as well, but he's going to slide into that slot spot that Cannon left. We feel like, we lost him. We lost Cannon. We lost Greg Tate, Carson Lucian, Jack Virgil, Gunnar Ponza. We lost those guys, but yet we're replacing them with Jacob Cruz and, you know, Paul Swanson on the offensive line and all these other different guys. So you just kind of try to be ready to reload up.
No, when you're dealing with an off season, you're getting ready for the new season. Obviously, you know, you want the kids ready. You want them in shape. You want them ready to go. Have you been encouraging them, or are they taking it upon themselves? Do you feel them hitting the weight room? Do you feel that you're going to have that strength this year? You talked about the offensive line, and that is such a key. Do you feel you're going to have that size this year?
Yeah, we feel like we're going to be pretty good. I mean, it's going to be a tough road. We have a really tough non-league schedule, so we've got to be strong. We offer weights all summer long. Kids have bought into that really, really well. We work hand in hand with our other programs. So we got kids that play basketball. We got kids that play baseball, wrestle. We encourage them to go do that during the summer, and then as we get closer into later part of July, then we really try to fine-tune them in, and then we start our camp early. So we started Monday because we didn't go to a team camp. So we can add we can look for deficiencies or anything that we've got need to address, and we have got a little bit more time to do that. So I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about where we're at right now.
Talking with University Bulldogs head coach Casey Doss here this morning on Good Morning NoCo. Coach, you look at last year and you look at those semifinals of which you were part of, but all four teams are from northern or northeastern Colorado: Severance, Brush, Eaton University. Are you allowed to say Eaton yet, or is it still the team up north?
No, we say you.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to see that, because I TTUN thing was going on there for a while there, Coach. But talk to me about the level of football that you see here in Northern Colorado.
Man, it's really good. I think I still think it's underappreciated, and I think it's underappreciated around the state. But I also think that a lot of the college programs, I know that the college coaches that came in this spring and talk to all the coaches around, I think they're starting to realize that there's a lot of good football up here. And so you're starting to see more kids go to the next level out of this Northern Colorado area. And it's not just known for, oh, it's a baseball area. You know, it's known as there's a lot of really good athletes up there and really good football in particular. So I've always said it, you know, playing in that Patriot that we played in the last 4 or 5 years has been, it's like the SEC. You are just, you're going through wars every single game.
No, you are, and it makes for great football watching. But now the Patriot East that you guys are a part of looks a little bit different this year. What are your thoughts on the conference breakdown?
I just think there's so much growth that you're just going to have some, I don't know, you have a lot of unknowns. The new school out of Fort Collins, Arvada, I don't know much about them. I know what Weld Central brings to the table. They're going to be physical. Sterling is going to be physical. Brush is going to be physical. So you still know. You got some of those traditional ones that we played when I first got here 10 years ago. But there's some unknowns there, too. You don't know what style of football they play. Are they a spread? And we'll know by the time we get to them, because we have so much film capabilities anymore. But it just, it's a lot different. And so we kind of loaded up our front end of our schedule with our playoff run just because we didn't know what that back end of the schedule was going to look like. And we knew that we needed, with the way the RPI is, you need to play tough teams week after week.
No, it's very true. You have to look at that big time these days to figure out the strength of opponent and all those things. We're visiting with Casey Doss, head football coach at University. Now, you talked about, you lost a lot of seniors. You lost quite a few and a good group there.
Yeah.
But when you have a class underneath them who are really learning from that leadership, and it sounded to me like you had some people who were really good examples that those underclassmen could learn for. Now their opportunity comes. Is there anybody you're looking at that you know has been itching for this opportunity, and now that it's here, that you're expecting to really take off, Coach?
Well, I think there's a bunch of those kids, but I think, two that kind of jump out at me, and I've already mentioned a couple of those other guys, but Paxton Daggett is a great example of just staying the course. You know, he's been a two-time state qualifier in wrestling and really was close to winning a state championship in wrestling last year. He dealt with a back injury during football season all last year. We got him back for the Eaton game, and he was a monster for us opposite of Cannon. I think Paxton could really, really step in and be that next guy in the slot for us, along with Cole. And we have a couple other guys there, too, but and then the other one I think is ready to make a massive jump is Chase Heck. He'll slide into Jack Virgil's middle linebacker spot. He played the off backer last year for us. He's put in a lot of time, and he's itching to get out there and just roll kids. So I almost have to pull him back because he's like a caged animal. I'm like, all right, we haven't even put on pads yet, guy.
It used to always be the middle linebacker was the guy you looked at.
Yeah.
The Singletaries, those guys, kind of the defensive quarterback. Is that what you're feeling out of this guy potentially?
Yeah. Him and Keen Baxley. Keen was a big part of our defense last year. But those two guys on defense, they are motored up, and they're going to wreak havoc, I think, if we do what we are capable of doing. I think those two kids, you'll hear you'll hear their name at the end of the season being mentioned just as being really good defensive players. And our guys have a chip. I mean, we weren't mentioned in some of the publications that have come out. I know some of the podcasts that have come out. Those guys listen to a number of podcasts, and they weren't really mentioned, and our team wasn't mentioned. So our team's got a little chip going. All right, we're not getting a lot of love here, so we're just going to go show out early on.
Well, that's right, and you've got a hell of an opportunity to start the season taking on the defending state champs in the Eaton Reds to start things off this year. You don't need any more motivation than facing the team that knocked you out of the playoffs.
No, well, and we go to Delta the week before that. So, I mean, we go Delta first. We're going to travel to the Delta. That was our quarterfinal game, and then we turn around and play those guys. And Eaton's always reloading. And so it's like, yeah, they lost a great class, but we know how good they're going to be, and they're always – they'll be number one ranked, I would imagine. We have a lot – we don't need a lot of motivation with our first – the first part of our schedule, because it's already built in.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Just a couple of last questions for you here from me. So obviously Clark will be set up out at your place from 5 to 6 tonight. A lot of players are going to get the opportunity to talk there. Will you give them some coaching about what to say and what not to say so they don't put a chip on somebody else's shoulder? Will you teach them some coaches speak?
I love to let those guys just do their thing and have fun with it. And some of those guys, you know, they've never been on the radio, so it gives them an opportunity to kind of have fun. And, you know, it's always good radio if you don't know what's going to come out of their out of their mouth type deal.
It is.
No, I don't coach them up at all.
All right, good. That's what we like to hear. And then we'll be out at your scrimmage on the 19th against Severance. We'll be broadcasting that to kind of get things kicked off for us as well, Coach. So good luck to you through camp here. And we'll be looking forward to catching up with you during the season.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
All right, good to visit with you, Coach.
There's Coach Casey Doss of the University Bulldogs. Again, starting the season off. I mean, they're going to – you go to Severance, who schlacked them last year when they were playing, when Severance was down at the 2A level. They're scrimmaging, but it's going to be much more like a game that they're going to be doing on the 19th. Then they go to Delta, who is a playoff team. Then they go, they're at home against Eaton, who knocked them out of the playoffs, and
no,
it was a very close game.
They're starting the year wanting to eat, man.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to eat.
And when you look down the rest of the list, right, they've got Highland, who's a lower classification. You got Timoth, which is a brand new school. Weld Central's a little lower when it comes to Arvada, and then Sterling and Brush, but you look at it, you got to go heavy early and get those wins and those key victories so that you can set yourself and cement yourself into a good place. But 13 days, 13 teams. I love it. We're rolling. It starts tonight, 5 o'clock, with Clark Johnson out at the University Bulldogs practice. 13 days, 13 teams, presented by ProDesign Countertop Specialist. University Day, brought to you by Arnie Butler and Associates. We'll be back with more Good Morning NoCo on the other side on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Come down right last July. Call me when he crossed the Mason-Dixon line.